The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John may be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, I'm baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I'm not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. All the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying. Heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
You are my beloved Son, with you I'm well pleased. So these words, first of all, is proclamation, the mission of Christ. He is the Messiah. But today, since we were baptized in his love, in his grace, we share the whole life of Christ. We're not much different. He shared his life. So let the Holy Spirit says the same word. You are my beloved children. With you I'm well pleased. So hope that we live the way that Jesus is living. Today many mothers telling me it's so difficult to teach their children, especially when your children is far away from you and you can't teach them much. As a matter of fact, not that you teach, you don't teach, they don't listen. Many tears from the mother's eyes. It's not only you have this pain. I myself, when I come to this church, I want to do something for the young people, for the youth. But they don't listen. It's painful. Even they come to serve Mass, they don't listen. They just say yes, yes, yes. But they do otherwise. It's a pain. At times we ask, how it can be? Since we are baptized and we have the grace of our Lord, why can't we teach them, your children, my boys and girls in the parish? I surrender. I tell Jesus, they are your children. I can't do much. I think you can do the same. That's what John says for Jesus. He says once in St. John Gospel, not today's words. St. John says about Jesus, Jesus, he must grow greater and I grow smaller. St. John chapter 3 verse 33. So easy to remember. St. John chapter 3 verse 33. He must grow stronger, bigger, that means Jesus. And we grow less and less. Allowing Jesus the space for Jesus to work. This morning we meditate on the diary of Sister Faustina. He was asking, Jesus, I offer my life to you. I always say yes to your will. How come always there's some kind of pain? Sorrow come to my mind, to my soul. Jesus says, you have this sorrow not because you are bad, but you share my life. We share the life of Christ. That's what St. Paul mentioned once. We complete the passion of Christ on earth. Because until today, people are still sinning. And it hurts Christ. And we share part of the sorrow of the Lord. So it's very important when every time when we receive Holy Communion, tell Jesus, you want to be one with him, share his life. He allows things happen that your child doesn't listen to you. He allows things happen that people are not obedient to me. When we want to practice a virtue, we need to do some sacrifice. Not because we are bad, but we share. So it's so beautiful. Many times when you feel pain, consider this is also the pain of Christ. He suffered before you were suffering. If people shout at you, don't respect you, Jesus felt the same. He felt hurt. He wants people to be good. If they don't, they are not good, hurts Jesus. You share the sentiment of Jesus, nothing else. Jesus is allowing this happen. So Jesus is not far from you. The more you're in pain, the more you're Christ-like. Remember, whatever you do, encounter any person, is not good to you. Tell Jesus, thank you. You sent this person before me. Teach me. Give me the grace to love him or love her as you would love him or love her. Give me the grace. We are the servants of serpents. We are nothing else. We just follow the footpath of Jesus. Important is we have peace. People shout at you, doesn't mean you don't have peace. During Passion of the Lord, so many people pointing at him, shouting at him, spitting at him, kicking him, beating him. What Jesus says, Father, forgive them, because they do not know what they are doing. With this sentiment, this is how we receive the Holy Communion the whole week. Stay with. We know that Jesus stays with us, but we don't stay with him. We go away from him. We think with a human judgment. Of course, we're human beings. But then Jesus, you remember, in the garden, praying, asked his disciples, pray, stay with me for an hour. stay with me. You stay with Jesus, doesn't mean you come to church. Stay with the Spirit. In the Spirit, He is accompanying you. He suffered together with you. Let John's words come to our mind. Let Him live greater part of our life. We become smaller and smaller. As what St. Paul says, today is not that I live, but Jesus lives in me. This is transformation. This is a miracle of the Eucharist. When we receive the Eucharist, we, our human being, become divine. We are divinized by the Lord. So no more that we live, but this liveliness. With this humility of St. John the Baptist, let Him grow greater, Jesus grow greater in you, and I become smaller. You know, today in the meditation, Faustina also asked Jesus, how come you punished the angel that the Lord obedient right at once to hell and no more chance to repent, and you give so much chance for a human being? Because Jesus says, told her, because the angels, they know all the knowledge of the divine divinity. They just want to say no to love. Proud. Now today, we are called to live the same divinity. If you don't say yes, then you go the other way. That's what Jesus says. No one can serve two masters, neither God or mammon. Mammon means material things. We have to this simplicity of humility. Jesus gave us so much chance. Take this, as Mother Teresa is telling us priests always, today when you say your Mass, as if the first Mass and last Mass and your unique Mass, you too attend this Mass as if your first Mass, your last Mass, your unique Mass, this time communion, as if the unique time you stay with Jesus, keep Him in you. Stay with Him. He's yearning to be with you. As in the Garden of Gethsemane, can you stay with Him for an hour? During the week, you count how much time you watch your iPhone and how much time you look at your gospel. How much time you pray, or how much time you talk on the phone. Compare. Where is your heart? I know today modern things keep us busy, more communicative. But it doesn't mean with a loosened heart from the Lord. I myself have to admit also many times when I first come to my room, I open my computer. Many times I don't know what to do in MTR, also like so many other people watching. Boop, 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 boop. It's nothing bad in itself, but bad in the habit. We lose the sense of presence of the Lord. Take away us. We're distracted. Too much distraction. That means today we can control. I start to control a little bit. At least I tell myself when we eat together in the table with people, don't take out your iPhone. Because very easily, when you start your iPhone, so much news,
And then you forgot the people surrounding you. Of course, they won't shout at you because they are doing the same thing. But this is not staying together. The mirror is meaning at all. I don't know whether when you have a meeting, which is worse. Many times ring and then you go out. Even need to marry, the times it happens. During the meeting, and go out. Fortunately, not too many people going out because of the phone is calling you. I thank the Lord, at least for this moment. But stay with your spirit, with the Lord. Stay with. Jesus yearning to be with you. Can't you stay with me for an hour? And Jesus explained later, after three times the disciples still sleeping, I know when you have good desire, but human weakness overcomes you. Jesus understand. But don't take this for granted and then, okay, Jesus understand and then I do the same thing. No. More heart, more love. Today, as if your last Mass, today as if your last Holy Communion time, today as if the last time you talk to Jesus, stay with Jesus. You don't know what happened in our life. By the way, pray for one of our Legion Mary. She's Chinese, of course. She's dying. She's young. Got a very serious stroke. Now in the hospital. 2 days ago, at 3 o'clock in the morning, she got a very serious stroke. She's dying. Pray for her. Keep her in your prayer. Maybe this is a sign also telling us the will of God is always at hand. We don't know what happened to our life. But always say yes to His will. Try to start this morning. So, is this sister something?